UN Secretary General Kofi Annan is urging the immediate deployment of a Nigerian peacekeeping force to Liberia, where there's fighting between government forces and two rebel factions. Annan, in a message to the Security Council, said he's deeply concerned about the deterioration of the situation in the West African country. Weeks of fighting have coincided with weeks of discussions on the makeup of a multinational force and the logistics of getting it deployed. All the while, the people of Liberia are suffering. Charles Pitchford is the Liberian representative of the Lutheran World Federation, and he's in Monrovia, the Liberian capital. How are the residents of Monrovia coping with the fighting?
It's a very desperate situation here. There are so many people that are displaced in schools and churches and just about any place that they can find cover from the rain. We're in the middle of a monsoon rain during this time, but food is extremely short. Medicine, of course, is critically short. Increasing cases of diarrhea and cholera, death by cholera. There's a certain percentage of the population that's dying every day as a result of being displaced.
No shelter from the rain, any shelter from the fighting.
There have been reportedly more than 1,000 people that have lost their lives, civilians that have lost their lives due to indiscriminate bombing that even in the U.S. Embassy compound during this last week.
So there's no part of the city that's safe?
Actually, one cannot count on any part that's safe at the moment because the fighting is on the extreme ends of the city, on the west and mainly in the north. So anyone located between those areas, of course, is in better shape than the others. But the fact is that the situation is so very fluid and dynamic that fighting is one place now, and 5 minutes later there are bombs dropping in some place that doesn't even make sense that someone would want to attack.
What about the supplies of water and food?
Well, even before the June attacks on Monrovia, water and food were already a problem, and we have people throughout the country, I mean probably a million displaced people, but the infrastructure of Monrovia does not really exist. There are a few hand pumps here and there and so forth. So with all the influx of displaced people that have come to Monrovia fleeing other areas, there's not nearly sufficient enough water. What they're doing now is catching rainwater off the roof, and of course it rolls off the roof and becomes contaminated and ends up causing some disease to the body. But food is extremely short. We find that even at the ministerial levels in the country that they're coming, trying to beg for food. Dogs and cats are being sold openly in the street for meat. The situation is extremely desperate.
What can organizations such as yours do to help the people of Liberia?
Well, what we try to do, of course, is to ease the indignity of the situation and circumstances that they find themselves in. There's not very much we can do. The government, of course, has the total responsibility for trying to ease the pain of displaced people internally to a particular country. But an organization like mine can go in with some supplies of clothing and blankets and sleeping mats and cooking utensils and these kinds of things. And, you know, it's not individuals out there. These are families that are displaced. These are women, the heads of households in many cases, with small children that cannot even walk yet. And what we try to do is go out and make the best out of a very bad situation, essentially.
Charles Pitchford is the Liberian representative of the Lutheran World Federation.